Hi, is this Andrea?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Andrea. My name is Michael Moon with Brook Communications, Rural Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for your nomination. I know you wrote in for Kim.
I sure did, yes.
Hey, could you tell me a little bit more about what Kim has been dealing with lately? I understand that she's been managing her MS and she's been really working hard to make Christmas special for her kids.
You know, she really has, and she has had MS now for quite some time, and she used to be a super just energetic person, and it's just really taken a toll on her body. And it's just so hard to watch because she's honestly just one of the greatest people that I know. So not only is she struggling with that, she works part-time, and she's been trying to pick up hours at work just to try to give her boys a good Christmas. And I can just see the toll it's taking on her body, but she's working so hard just to try to make sure that they are taken care of and that they have a good Christmas. And it's just hard to watch.
One of her sons got into a freak skating board accident.
Yeah, he was just on a skateboard, and he doesn't even skateboard very often, but he was playing on it, and then just fell just in the right way, or the wrong way, I suppose. And the poor kid ended up getting rushed to OHSU in Portland, had emergency surgery.
Wow.
And then, yeah, he has another surgery coming up, too, I believe, in January, just to kind of fix up everything that didn't get fixed with the first one. So that's been kind of hard as well.
And really, your wish is to just to be able to give her boys a good Christmas, because obviously sounds to me like a mom who puts her kids first.
Oh, 100%. Like, I know that she wouldn't want anything else in the world but for her boys to have a good Christmas. Honestly, that would be the only thing that she would ever ask for. Hello.
Hi, Kim. This is Michael Moon with Brook Communication, Rural Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star.
Hello.
Hello. Well, Kim was telling us that you've been going through a lot lately, and she nominated you for a wish.
Oh, Andrea did?
And I usually don't say who it is, but since you're already thinking that you're calling her, the gig is up, so.
Oh.
But I did want to talk to you about it. She was telling me that you've been going through a lot, especially not only with your MS, but especially heading into the holidays. And we were wondering if you were comfortable. Could you kind of tell me how things have been going for you lately?
Honestly, I think that's the thing, is it's just with my MS, it's hard. You know, I had to step down from full time. So now, you know, I work part time, and I'm the only income, like, in my house. Yeah, and I'm trying, like, because I'll miss, like, here and there, and I got into a new department to where I can, like, you know, work a little bit more, but there was a while where I'd literally, like, have half paychecks and stuff, and so I'm like, that's kind of just how it's been, because with my physical job and my MS and trying to do it all.
And I would imagine, being a mother of a couple boys, they're very active.
Yes.
So tell me about this freak skateboard accident.
Yes, actually, so that was, what's so funny right now is, so I'm actually going today, right now, I'm going to my neurologist because I think I'm having, like, a borderline relapse and stuff, because, like, half of my right side, like, it's the temperature and stuff, and it's, like, obviously it's nerve damage because it's like, it'll be numb, and it's so funny because literally today at 1:40 I have an appointment, and I think it's from the stress because, yeah, like, 4 months ago my son broke his femur. And it was like some freak accident. Like, he barely slipped off his skateboard, and his femur, like, his knee bent backwards, and so, like, his kneecap was tucked behind his femur. Oh. It, like, shattered it. He's had, like, surgery at OHSU. He has to do another surgery January 15th because his cartilage got damaged, and they don't want him to get, like, arthritis, you know, at 16 years old.
Yeah.
So I think that is like the stress of, you know what I mean? Because just the worry, because I was so worried about that, so worried. And then with work, and then now I think it's all adding up, and then my body's like, nope.
Yeah, and then you have to drive them all the way up to Portland, spend for gas, and take care of all that as well.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. We probably like 10 trips up there, I would say, since he's like broke everything, because like the appointments, and then he had the surgery, and then he's still going back up there, and yes.
Well, Kim, that sounds like, man, that's a lot of stress on you. So what do you say that we grant you a wish to make your Christmas just a little bit easier on not only you, but your body?
Oh, I mean, of course.
Okay. This is what we're going to do for you, Kim. Brook Communication, Rogue Credit Union. First off, let's take care of that gas problem, that big bill that you get every time you have to drive to Portland. We'll take care of that, get that out of the way so you don't have to worry.
Oh, okay.
And since you got that part-time gig, I would imagine buying gifts is a struggle. So we're going to throw your way a bunch of gift cards so you can get out and get some presents under the tree to make Christmas special for your kids this year.
So oh, my goodness.
And feeding two boys? Are you kidding me? Let's get some gift cards. That way you can feed them and not have to worry about that bill either.
No, that's the thing. Literally, like, I think I, like, live my life. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm constantly, like, I got to make this work. I got to do this. Like, I'll clean my grandma's house. Like, since I work part-time, I'll pick up little jobs, like, to just make it all work. You know what I mean? For their Christmas and this. And so, no, I think I'm always, like, living at, like, a, you know what I mean? Like, a stressed kind of level. And so, no, it's so helpful. Oh, well, I appreciate that so much.
Well, you are definitely inspiring to many, and it sounds like you have a lot of angels in your corner, especially Andrea.
Oh, I know.
She's a sneaky little devil.
Apparently. I agree. Oh, my gosh. Literally, store like shaking. Gosh, you don't even know. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is so helpful.
Happy Holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.